Hi, my name is Dean Fortin. It's my great honor and pleasure to be mayor here in the city of Victoria. There's so many forks in the road, it's always hard to try and pick one. But you know, one that I want to highlight is my decision to come to the University of Victoria. I was born and raised in Kamloops, and I wanted to go to university. Went down to UBC, and it was pretty scary for a small kid from Kamloops. That's a very big campus the size of my town. UVic was bigger than my hometown, but it wasn't overwhelming. And it just sang to me. I don't know what it is about this city. You know, the architecture, the flowers, the trees, the beautiful sunshine, whatever it was, it got to me in 1979, and obviously it's still getting to me. It's in my blood. This is where I wanted to call my home. So came to university, studied law, did my master's in education and counseling, did a lot of community work, eventually ended up as mayor. But it's fundamentally, I think, you know, having that decision to actually get on that ferry, come over and check out that UVic campus, that was one of the true big turning points in my life. It's always a great reflection about where did I learn my lessons. I always think that you probably learn more from failure than you do from your success, I think that's true. It is easy, frankly, in the fray of politics, both local and provincial and you know, in the backyard, to want to, you know, that negative side of your personality may to fight back. And I think to bring on to the office that you always have to work to be the statesman, work to bring people together, not to create divisions, no matter how somewhat simple or easy that sounds to be. It's important to have that is what makes your community better, by bringing people together. And so that's important to understand that. Really, you know, sometimes in the heat of a moment, you might slip and you don't feel better for it when you reflect upon that. So it's about making internally what makes your heart sing, and recognizing that that will, frankly, if it's true to who you are, will play out there the right way in the community. You know, and you can have 100 of wishes and pipe dreams all over, but this is one I actually think we can do, and it's been one of my top priorities. I actually think we can end homelessness in Victoria. I know we have a 10-year plan. We've been working at it for 2 or 3 years. We've had remarkable results, and I'm just continuing to put the pressure on, because I think we can do it. We're not going to end poverty. We're not going to end mental illness or addictions. But we can ensure that everyone has a decent place to live, whether it's seniors or young people, whether it are people suffering from mental health or addictions. It makes our society a better place. You can do all the economic arguments for it. They're there. But in the end, it is something that will make our community and everyone's quality of life, both those living on the street and those that have to interact with them, better. And I think we can do it. I really believe we can do it.